afternoon, Truth Wins team. Oh, joy, joy, joy.
Oh. Yeah, that's true. It's joy, 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 joy.
I like that.
I remember doing that when I was a little kid when going to Vacation Bible School. We used to sing that song, "Boy, joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart." I'm a great singer, you can tell.
Well, I don't know about that, but you probably sing better than I do.
That's a good time to laugh, that's for sure.
And it says, "I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love
of
Jesus
in my heart."
Well,
we just have
to have that. It's the reason why you have the love of Jesus in your heart. So,
right.
Love, joy, joy, joy.
Joy is a spiritual force Different than laughter is a spiritual force and a physical force.
Right. So before we start our lesson, even though we have joy, we're going to pray, and then we'll jump in. Thank you, Jesus. So here we go.
We glorify you, Father. We thank you, Father. You are all in all in this studio B that we're working in today. We thank you, Father, that you give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and revelation. We keep our spiritual eyes on you in everything we do. We glorify you. We seek to know the truth, and the truth shall set us free every time, every way. In Jesus' name, the name above all names. Amen.
Right. So what you need to do is you need to have joy all the time. So let's see what we can learn from our first scripture.
Yeah, the first scripture is Mark 6, verses 49 and 50 in the easy to read version of the Bible. And it says, "But the followers saw Jesus walking on the water, and they thought he was a ghost, and they started screaming. It scared them all to see Jesus, but he spoke to them and said, 'Don't worry, it's me. Don't be afraid.'"
Right, and so that's kind of a version of having joy. If you have joy, you're not afraid. So
right, and you got to seek first the kingdom, and the kingdom is a blessing, not a curse. And there was in that situation, Jesus, the creator of the universe, was standing on the water in front of them.
Right. So we'll go on to our next verse,
which is gives us a little. It's in the King James Version, same verses, but gives you a little more understanding of how we should respond to situations that are not really familiar with us. And it's in Mark 6:50. "For they all saw him and were troubled, and immediately talked to them and said to them, 'Be of good cheer, be joyful. Don't let the world stop you from being in joy.' And he said, 'It is I,'" meaning he is Jesus, "'it's I, the creator of the universe, is standing before you.' And then he said, 'Be not afraid.'" Don't be in the physical, in the unbelief realm. Be in the spiritual realm. You live in the spirit realm, and you also live in the physical realm.
Right.
But you have to keep focus in. You walk. A lot of people, I've heard it for years, they walk by the spirit, meaning their focus is in the spirit realm. The word of God is that causes you to be in that spirit realm.
Right. Well, I like the other day I was studying a Mobius strip, and it's kind of neat. You can go Google it and see how to make your own
Mobius strip.
And what it is it's kind of like a figure eight, but you never cross over to the other side, which is what we want to do with our joy. Like, if you go make yourself a Mobius strip and you draw a line around on one side, you will see that it never flips to the other side.
It's kind of is the symbol of the
eternity. Right, and it kind of relates to being in quantum physics, because in quantum physics, they had at one point the
the God particle.
The God particle. Right.
Right.
But they said that it was a Higgs.
Wilson Higgs.
Right. But really, I think it might be a Mobius strip that's kind of put in, because God's eternity. So if you take
it's a Mobius It's a Mobius.
It's a Mobius strip that's kind of the eternity or the... It's really the incalculable possibilities of God in the spirit realm. So yeah. You put in things, and based on who's interacting with the things, we know the fold is really the relational interaction. And the so you put in, let's say you go to the doctor and you have a bad report. He said you've got sickness, you're going to die, and you have all this. So you basically add the Mobius strip, which is the word of God. And based on the faith you mix in with, you're adding into all this, what comes out is depending, like we know the sower sows the word. So what your word is put in, which is the Mobius word.
The Mobius word in the Kairos time.
And it has all possibilities. So you put it in and the next time you go to the doctor, he goes, it's gone. And yeah, they don't know why. Because
the Kairos time changed it.
Right.
The God, the word of God is in the Kairos time and in the Mobius.
Right, and it changes it. So that's why we want to stay in joy. Because joy is, you have joy, joy, joy in your heart. And then you have the love of God in your heart. And when you have all of that, you have your answer to all your things. So
you
let's
call those things that, as Abraham did. He was the man of the father of faith, and he called those things that be not as though they were. In other words, he called the Mobius Kairos time into existence.
Right. So we're saying what Jesus is saying when he was walking on the water, be of good cheer, it's me. Like, know that the spirit
the creator
realm
of the universe is there with you.
Right, and he says, peace be still, and the water is still. Because even though there's laws of nature, because we're not saying there aren't laws of nature, the spirit realm takes the base things of the world and the despised things and the things that are not to bring to naught the things that are. So the spirit realm changes.
Right,
it all.
And that, and the five senses are subordinate to the word of God. And the five senses is revealing something to you that's incorrect to the word of God. You put it down by believing the truth rather than the lie of the physical.
So let's see what our next verse says. So what else can we learn?
It says, and the Bible emphasizes the importance of cheerfulness and joy. In Proverbs 15:13, it states, a cheerful heart brings a smile to the face. A sad heart makes it hard to get through the day, making the connection between joy and cheerfulness. And in Proverbs 15:15, a cheerful heart has a continual feast, indicating that those who maintain a cheerful position often experience greater satisfaction in life, regardless of their circumstances. So when the Rolling Stones said there is no satisfaction because they didn't know the word of God.
Well, no, what I was thinking of is when Peter, they were in prison, I think it was Peter, and they were singing praises and they were in joy.
Right, we're
going to
be talking about that.
And that
yeah.
next thing, it happened.
It all happened because they got their satisfaction.
Well,
the word of God is your satisfaction.
Right. And so that it's the key of having joy.
And that's why you're in joy.
Right. And then it's having the love of God in your heart.
And faith is manifest.
Right. Because we'll go on to our next verse and see what it says.
It says in John 8:32, as you shall know the truth, and the truth makes you free. So if you know the truth, you have the physical is subordinate to you.
Right. Well, so that's really why Jesus says, be of good cheer, because he knows that when he says to the storm, be still, that's what the storm will be. And so you need to know the same thing, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego knew when they went in the fire, yeah. God would go in with them, and he was there.
They were in the spirit. They weren't in the flesh.
Right, and it was the same with Daniel in the lion's den, or even David with Goliath. What David did is he said, I'm going to kill this uncircumcised Philistine.
He called those things that be not as though
right.
they were.
So he used the Mobius strip to put into the quantum.
In the Kairos time.
To put in the quantum world, because we know that it's a quirk, is the smallest part of the quantum. So he's putting in the correct quirk word, and then he says it, then he does what he says. Basically, he goes out to battle, and he's going to... So he says, I'm going to kill him. He goes out to do it. He receives it. And the most important thing he does at the end is he gives God the glory, because that's
thank what, you, Jesus.
We always know that it's the Mobius God strip.
Thank you, Father, that, in Jesus' name.
That causes the quantum to work. So let's go on and see what the next verse says.
It says in Acts 16, 25 through 28. And this is regarding the Philippian jailer saved. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison was shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison awaked from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. And Paul said, called with a loud voice, saying, do yourself no harm, for we are all here. Right. That was the prisoners and Paul and Silas, and everybody was still there.
But I think that's...
And they didn't run out the prison.
But I think what we're learning from it, because we're going back to our topic, is joy, joy, joy. We see when we stay in joy with the love of Christ in our heart, that like miracles happen. Remember there was this old-timey preacher, she was in China and she was ill and she wasn't getting better. And she asked the Holy Spirit, like, what do I need to do? And he said, you need to be joyous and give thanks. Because you've been asking, but you need to, like, you got your scale here and it's unbalanced. And if you balance it right, when you hit the right spot, boop, it works.
The skids are greased,
right? So
in
when,
the spirit realm.
So when she had enough joy, the joy and the praise made her realize the power of God. It puts you in the
praise
right.
God is where God inhabits the praises of his people.
Right. So she realized that. When you stop looking at your circumstance and you praise God, because you go, like he said, be of good cheer to the disciples. So if they had started, praise God, we're going to get to the other side, the storm is over, we would have watched it happen. Jesus wouldn't even have had to do it.
Yeah.
The people could. Because like as we see in our picture up next to Jesus where they're walking on the water, because instead of... Peter getting in fear and sinking, he's walking, and the rest go, we want to too, and then they jump out and walk.
They're all 12 disciples are walking on the water.
Right, I think.
Even Judas.
I think that's one of the things we were reading about the monasteries in the desert, like in Egypt, we're doing our study, and it was talking about some of the miracles they had, and I think we have to know that they're for all time. They're not just when Jesus was here, because the monks there, I love it. They have stories of the monks needing to cross the river, so they walk on top of, is it crocodiles? I guess.
Or alligators,
well,
whatever.
I know it's crocodiles there. And so they walk across that way. One of the priests, in the monastery, or the fathers, was able to fly.
Like the flying nun,
like
I presume.
Like the flying nun. And they did all kinds of miracles. They prayed. They healed the sick. So we need to go back and keep doing our part, like study these people, these great men of God who... What they did, I think, is the key for all of us. We need to take a time in our day planner, and the day planner has, okay, God has this hour. I mean, they even gave more. They gave their entire life. But I think as we give time to God and spending time with God, we will begin to see all the things we've been... Because we're on a prayer team, and I've just been getting praise reports of people who have cancer being healed, people who are looking for jobs, miraculously find a better
job. They have miracles.
They have miracles of all kinds. God's supplying them. He did it back then. He'll do it right now. So we'll go to our next verse.
His word is forever.
And see what else we can learn.
says, and I wanted to reiterate this, that he said, be of good cheer, and we got to stay in the joy. The Lord is our strength. The Lord is our strength through the praises of his people. And he said, it's I, the creator of the universe, Jesus. We have to visualize that Jesus is the creator with the Father. And he said, don't be in unbelief. Don't be in unbelief. Don't let the physical put a barrier to your life. And so you have to walk in the spirit. The spirit is the key, because the spirit created the physical. And we need to have that mindset, that the physical mindset, that we are not going to live by the flesh, that we live in. Our body lives in the flesh. We have a mind, which is the mind, the emotions, and the will. But we are spirits. We are spirits.
Right. I do like that another thing one of the people in the desert said. He said, really, because we learned in Job that the enemy is really Satan, or we learn it in Genesis. And then there's the world out there. There's people saying things to us. But this wise man said, really, if you resist the devil, he can't get in, so he's gone. Because it says, resist him and he'll flee. If you shut off the world, then really, it's if you put joy in your heart, you have the love of God in your heart, you have the answer. So you don't want to be like Job, who, although he in a sense was doing the right thing because he was doing sacrifice for his children, he had fear, which kind of is what James said. He's paddling down the river and you're having, like, kind of, you're doing your sacrifice, you're going, oh, I'm going to get there, and then you go, you're almost to the destination, and then you go, oh, but I think they might have done something again. They might have done something work, and unbelief fear. And fear. And we see at the end of Job, instead of just hearing about God, finally knows it. He's got it in his heart. The joy is down in your heart to stay. And then he does a prayer for his friends, and he's doing it the right way with belief and no fear. And whoa, he gets double.
We live in the flesh. We have a body, but we need to keep our focus on Jesus, the Word of God. That's why it says in Joshua 1:8, God was telling Joshua, don't let the Word of God depart from your eyes, for it is life and it is health and healing to all your flesh. The Word supersedes the physical. And that's what we're talking about today. We keep the joy going. We keep the Word going, and we continue. And you know something? I remember you were reading, and we found out that this guy had became a monk. Not saying we need to become a monk. We just need daily to be what they were doing as a monk, I guess. But we don't have to run off to some remote place. But what he did is the people came and saw him 20 years later, and he hadn't aged any. He looked like he was a 20-year-old man when he was 40.
Right, because he was so in the presence of God and so in love and so in peace that his youth was renewed, like the Bible says.
Yeah, youth was renewed like the wings of an eagle.
Right, so I think I liked another one. There was another story. I'll share one more and then we'll probably close for today. Was the man said, if someone came to you, this can be a question for you. There's a person who is going to fast for 6 days. And so he's going to be with God and fast. Or there's a man who is going to fast, but then he sees his neighbor is sick and needs help. And so he goes and stops being with God and goes and helps the neighbor. Which one is better? And his wisdom, I thought, was really good. He didn't really have a problem with the 6 days of fasting, but he said, what a better thing to do is to fast every day. You maybe just don't eat all your meal. You just leave a little. You always are in the presence of God. And when your neighbor needs help, you help your neighbor like the Good Samaritan. Right. So we want to have all our joy and all our... We have to have our time with God, but we want everything to be balanced, and we want to be listening to the Holy Spirit. And so if you're going to fast for 6 days and something comes up and the Holy Spirit says, oh, stop, your neighbor needs you to help them, you listen to the Holy Spirit because he knows where you're going to be.
Where the spirit realm
is. And God, it's not God doesn't want you to fast ever. I'm not saying fasting
is
bad.
Basically, we fast all the time because we put down the physical. That's really fasting. You put down the physical and not give it power. Like that Jesus was standing there and in the storm and Paul, I mean, it was Peter, he jumps on the water, he's walking, all of a sudden he takes his focus off of Jesus and he puts it on the storm and he starts sinking. That's what he did. He went into the physical. It went into fear, which is a part of the physical realm, unbelief, which we need to make a cognitive focus on being in the spirit at all time. That's what joy does. That's why Jesus said, be of good cheer.
Right.
And I'm here. Jesus is there. He's all, and it says in Psalms, 23rd Psalm, it says that yes, we go through the valley, shadow of death, and fear no evil, for thou art with me. You're there in the quagmire of the physical, and he's always there.
Right. So I'm going back to my man that I like that was in the desert, who said, shut out Satan, shut out the world, and have God centered in your heart. I love the idea. One of the good things they also did is they spent many hours reading the Bible and memorizing God's word. And I think that's another thing. You don't even, if you say, oh, I can't memorize, well, just read certain scriptures every day for a year. The same one, you'll know them. You don't even have to memorize them.
Just do the 23rd Psalm. You'll know it. I mean, I know it without even thinking. In fact, I dream it.
Yeah, but I'm saying just seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. I never sat down and memorized it. I just read it for many years. The same verse, read it. You just memorize. That's how babies learn when they're little.
That's what meditating is.
No, but how babies learn. They're basically, when they're born, they're a blank computer. They hear you say, and we think about it. We even start out simple. We go, mama, dada, whatever. We say ball, cat, dog. And they learn those, and then they put sentences together. So if you read the scripture every day for a year, you'll be like a baby who learned how to say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Or seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all this will be added unto you.
Or you could say,
give and it shall be given unto you. There's just
joy,
so many.
Joy down in my heart.
Right. Well, I always like that. It said, sing it, you'll never forget it, too, is another good thing. So if you don't like memorizing, a lot of us learn songs just from listening to the radio. So put on some good Christian scriptures to song and you'll learn them as well. So we know you're going to have joy this week. You're putting it in your heart. You're going to have love in your thing. If the storm comes up, you're going to shut it out and go, nope. And you're going to put some...
You're going to focus on what we said today. We're going to stay on the word of God that's popping up in our being. It's giving you an opportunity to not allow the flesh, the unbelief, to manifest in your life by putting the spirit realm first.
Right. So we realize what a Mobius strip is. It's like eternity. You just keep circling and there's just all these possibilities. And God, why there's so many possibilities is we're all unique and we all need a certain possibility. Like at this point, I don't need it to find a husband. I have a husband, but someone does need to find a husband. God can give them the husband.
Right. It's a clue into the spirit realm.
Right. And some people need to have children so they can say, thank you, Father, that I'm now having a baby.
God.
But I wouldn't think that would be a blessing in my life right now.
I want a full quiver.
Quiver's already full. I don't want any, I don't want to have a baby at this point. But maybe I want to have a dog, or maybe I need a new car or a new dress or a new house.
Well, my house is paid off.
Or I need some friends or whatever. God has all those things. So.
And give and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over.
Anyway, so we're kind of going on and on.
Praising the Lord.
Right, we can do
joy.
For forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever, we could do those things. So I'm going to do some magic now. Watch. Oh, the truth wins. Thing popped up. See, that's magic. That's like how God changes. It's not there. The things that were not, as though they, and then he goes, oh, we'll make them there. So see, we can, I can do things too that, oh, it's gone. And where did it go? But then I say, please, God, make it appear. And, but it's not really, it's not that. But that's kind of how the spirit realm, he takes things that are not and brings in, them into being. So we thank God for the miracle of healing and every need met. He supplies all our needs. And we say, know the truth and the truth will make you free. And like and subscribe.
Yes.
Truth wins. And we'll see you next week.